Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Inside the Mirror Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle David. If you didn't know, now you know. Hey, back with another guest this week. I'm excited. We were just talking about how this conversation is long overdue. And once we get into it, and you know me, you will understand why. Today, I have my buddy Anthony with me. Anthony, dude, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for being on.
Thank you.
Let's freaking go. All right, well, all right. I'm going to pass the rock to you. Give us the rundown. Like, what's the story here? What are we doing here?
All right. So here's the deal. Basically, you know, my life started out pretty normal. You know, growing up, two parents just trying to do their best to take care of their young children. You know, they didn't understand a whole lot about health and diet and that type of stuff quite yet. You know, we just ate what we could afford kind of deal. Yep. And went my whole life like that. Throughout my life, it was just bad allergy problems, lots of digestive issues. You know, doctors really didn't have answers for me. They just said, you know, you have allergies, you have IBS, take this medication. And, you know, I never really caught much relief. You know, it kind of became normal to me. I would eat food. The second I finished eating, half the time I wouldn't be able to finish my meal. I'd be running to the restroom, you know, going multiple times a day. Yeah. Wow. And so it was very interruptive to my life, but it was just normal to me. You know, I kind of just brushed under the rug and, you know, that's just me. Yeah. Sitting in class, difficult to focus, like, you know, just the whole head allergies and all that. And for some reason, doctors didn't have many answers. So I just didn't really worry about it. Well, it progressively got worse. By the time I hit 25 years old, on my 25th birthday, actually, I was hospitalized. I was hospitalized because the digestive issues that I were experiencing turned not just multiple trips to the bathroom, things like that. There was now blood involved, and I was bleeding. I was dropping weight. And hospitalized, they held me for a few days in there and got me stable and diagnosed me with ulcerative colitis. Ooh. And so being diagnosed with something like that, an autoimmune condition, you know, at the age of 25 is pretty alarming. Sure. You know, being told I'm going to be on these immune system medications for the rest of my life and all of that type of stuff. Yeah. I was like, whoa. Felt like a death sentence. Yeah. At 25 years old. So that's how I kind of got to where I am today. I dove into that and I said, you know, I can't accept this. What's really going on here? And I started diving into the world of health and nutrition and fitness and I guess alternative medicine, you would call it as well. Yep. And it took me a few years navigating through all of that, on medication, off medication, trying this diet, trying that diet. But after a while, I got it down. And, you know, today I'm strongest and healthiest I've ever been in my entire life. Great. And medication free.
Really? So you don't take anything?
Nope.
Bro, that's wild. Okay, well, your story is fantastic. And it's also like one of millions, right? Like, you know,
yes.
Now that you've dove into the, like, the natural, holistic, like, alternative space. Like, me too, bro. Like, I had similar thing. It wasn't as bad as yours, but I had, like, bad digestive issues for several years. And I would have, like, bouts of, like, massive depression. But they would just hit me out of nowhere, and I was like, what the freak is going on? And so that's how I got into it, too, is just, like, freaking suffering, man. Like, so that's wild. So what have your doctors said now that you're off the medication and that you're doing fine? Like, do you even talk to them, or have you ever gone back, or are you, like, you've swore them off?
Well, so my first doctor probably honestly could have sued him. But, you know, I never did. I was just focused on getting myself healthy.
Sure.
But, you know, he put me on several different medications.
Yeah.
And there was one particular medication he put me on that I told him it made me worse. Mm-hmm. I said, every time I take this, I get worse. And so me at that point in time, I just kind of blindly trusted doctors, as a lot of us do.
Yeah,
you know, just, hey, he's a doctor. He went to medical school. He knows what he's talking about, you know, whatever. So he said, okay, don't worry. I got something for you then. He prescribes me something different. I don't even look at what it is. I don't know. I just go home, fill the prescription, go home, take the pill.
Yeah.
So at that point in time, I literally, like, I went from going like 10 to 15 times to the restroom a day, like bleeding, to now all of a sudden I was going 40 times a day bleeding after I took this medication.
What?
Literally 40 times a day bleeding, like coming out both ends. Like, it's like my body, just whatever was inside of it, it's like really trying to get rid of it. Yeah. You know, right now about 160 pounds. I was hospitalized at 80 pounds when this happened.
What year was that? That was a few years ago, right?
Several years ago. This was, it was before 2015. I know that for sure. Uh-huh. It had to have been like 2013, 2014.
Good Lord.
And I go back and look at the medication he prescribed me. The medication I told him made me worse. He gave me like a quadruple strength time release version of it.
So he just doubled down on it, basically.
He doubled down on it. Not only that, prior to that happening, I was in his office and I was like, hey, doctor, listen, I said, I've been doing some reading and I think maybe like gluten is my problem. Yeah. You know, what do you think about that? Oh, no. Gluten and diet has nothing to do with it. He says, you just have autoimmune condition, you know, diets. Like he said, people who have celiac can eat gluten. They just have some side effects. They don't get like you. He said, that's not what this is.
Okay.
Here, take this medication.
So basically, the doctors in the Western medical system basically just throw pills at people and don't cure any of like the root cause of their issues. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with it, and I don't think they necessarily do it from a bad place.
Right, of course.
You know, it's the medications help. Like once I did get on the right medications. Prednisone, Humira, things like that. They certainly helped me. They might have even saved my life.
Really?
But those aren't good to take long-term for several reasons. And I think kind of what the problem is each person is an individual.
Sure.
You know, exactly what's causing my problems is not going to be exactly what's causing your problems. There's going to be similarities. There's going to be parallels. But you really have to truly treat a person. You have to really dig into the root of that person and unravel what's going on with them. It's a lot of trial and error. It's a lot of time. It's a lot of effort.
Sure.
And unless you're prepared to work with like a qualified health coach, you know, that's something that I do as well for people is I kind of help guide them, but it's always going to be a guiding thing. I can't just say, here's your magic pill. It'll fix you. That's kind of where the doctors come in with the magic pills is they, it's more, one size fits all.
Right. Right. So basically what you're saying is like, it's work. Like your health is going to take work. Like you can't just like throw one solution at it and be like, here, take this and you're going to feel better. Like it's like deep, right?
Yes. I mean, if you're band-aiding the problem, it'll help you, of course. But to truly treat it, you really have to dig in and unravel the many complexities of what's going on with you. It's not going to be one thing, you know, it's going to be a multitude of things.
Of course. Yeah. That makes a ton of sense. I found that too, right? Like, cause I don't know about you, but like I started with like doing parasite cleanses and then like eating the carnivore diet. And like, I did all these things that like made me feel better in the moment, but I was like, why do I still have issues? And so,
exactly.
It was like everything was like a layer deeper than I ever thought.
Exactly.
Kind of wild. So now, right. Like if someone comes to you and they're like, hey, I have all these symptoms. I feel like X, Y, Z, my brain's foggy, my gut issues, like, ugh. Like, where do you even start?
Well, it kind of depends on the individual and how bad they're suffering and how extreme they're willing to get to solve their problem. So, you know, when I was at my worst, you know, like I said, I was down to 80 pounds. I couldn't eat anything anyways. You know, I would eat one blueberry and it would send me into a storm of just like exploding out of both ends. Like I couldn't eat anything. So, yeah. So it was fairly easy for me to commit to a total elimination diet. Where I literally ate one food. Like I picked at this point in time, I picked sweet potatoes.
Interesting.
So I ate only sweet potatoes for like 2 weeks. Then I started putting butter on them. And I'm like, okay, butter seems safe for me right now. And I started putting salt on them. Okay, salt seems safe for me right now. You know, and I just literally just rebuilt my diet one food at a time. And, you know, it was a lot of work. It was very extreme. But if you're bad enough, fixing your health is really, really two components to it.
Yeah.
First, you have to eliminate all of the things that are basically bombarding and destroying your body and breaking it down. For a lot of people, it's gluten or dairy or, you know, nightshades. These are very common things that trigger autoimmunity. Mm-hmm. Once you are able to eliminate the triggers, the second piece is putting in all the building blocks and all the tools that is actually going to rebuild your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. So for you, though, I'm curious, like I'm curious about like the mental aspect of that while you're 80 pounds, you're like you said, you basically have a death sentence, right? It's like,
yeah,
I don't even know what would fix this. I've tried everything. Like, let me into like, where was your head at? Like, how did you mentally, where were you at mentally in that process? Cause you dug your way out somehow. A lot of that's physical for sure, but a lot of that's gotta be mental, right?
Yeah. Oh, it definitely was. You know, I've always been strong mentally, fortunately. So a lot of people would struggle to get through that.
Yeah.
You know, it was so bad. I couldn't even walk. Like I had a cane that was helping me walk. Cause you know, when you lose that amount of weight and that amount of muscle, like you're just so weak. My family was worried about me.
Sure.
You know, it was tough, but I just didn't see giving up as a solution. I said, you know, no, I'm young and, you know, I'm going to figure out how to beat this.
Yeah. And so you just basically dug your way out. Did you have people around you that were helping you, like supporting you, like friends, family, or was it kind of just you on your own journey?
I had friends and family. You know, I couldn't have done it without my mom or my stepdad or my brothers. You know, the day that I took that medication and it sent me into that spell where I was hitting the restroom 40 times a day, you know, my brother came and picked me up and took me to the hospital. There's no possible way I would have made it to the hospital on my own.
Uh-huh, sure. Yeah. That's crazy, man. So on your journey of like healing yourself and like getting out of it, like can you eat anything now? Do you react to stuff anymore? Are you really careful? Like, do you go like 80-20? Do you cut out gluten? Like, what do you eat like now?
So my diet is extremely exclusive. Uh-huh. There is way more foods I don't eat than what I do eat. You know, I don't think that everybody needs to be as extreme as I am, and it can be a little different for each person, but you know, the big three that seem to cause autoimmunity in most people are like gluten, nightshades, and dairy. Those seem to be the big three that really cause, the triggers. And there's a little variance in between that.
Right.
For me, gluten is the number one thing. Like I absolutely have to avoid that.
Really?
But I kind of have been tailoring my diet to get it even more exact ever since that day. You know, I got myself stable and then now I'm trying to put things back in still piece by piece. Okay, how does my body react to this? Uh-huh. And, you know, now I'm doing a type of testing as well that kind of tests my biology to see exactly, instead of just trial and error, you know, you eat it for a while, see how you react. Now I've got this testing done where I can analyze my gut microbiome,
right,
and it'll tell me like you're lacking these enzymes, which means you're going to be sensitive to, for example, oxalates.
Uh-huh.
And supposedly I can replace those enzymes that help me not be sensitive to oxalates again in the future. So that's kind of the phase I'm at now, is trying to see if I can expand my diet more without it causing symptoms by replacing certain enzymes or probiotics I'm lacking.
And does that testing seem to be accurate? Like, is it telling you stuff that you're like, yeah, that seems to make sense?
Yes, it definitely is. You know, with the oxalates specifically, actually.
Yeah.
You know, oxalates, that's one of the problems with sweet potatoes, is they're high in oxalate. Oh. So that's not something that's going to necessarily, you know, send me into the hospital. So it helped me get stable at that point in time. But they do cause digestive disturbance for me. Mm-hmm. And oxalates in a lot of people, including myself, lead to kidney stones, things like gout, stuff like that, because the oxalates will build up inside your system.
Uh-huh. Dang.
So
okay, so you've got to a place though where like you can eat, right? Like every time you eat, it isn't like a massive, like painful reaction. Is that right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't do a lot of eating out. Uh-huh. I have like select places I know I can eat.
Uh-huh.
You know, when I communicate to my server, what's that?
Like fast food places or just like restaurants?
Zero fast food.
Probably, yeah.
Even if I could eat it, due to them being able to avoid my allergies, it's not healthy for you.
Right.
You know, the way I look at diet is, you know, we're kind of in a country where we're just consume, consume, consume. Maybe not just our country, just society. You know, we're all about, you know, eating what tastes good, that satisfaction, that this tastes so good, but you don't really think further beyond that a lot of times.
Right, exactly.
But that's not really what diet is designed to be.
Yeah.
Every time you eat, you have a choice to either nourish your body or to damage your body. That's really what diet is about. You're really supposed to be putting in the tools for your body to thrive and be its best. So I kind of had to disconnect myself from being like, oh, that tastes good, I want that, and think about what's actually going to heal and help my body.
Yeah, that's huge. I think you nailed it. I think that's a whole bigger conversation, right, about society and like the seeking of pleasure and comfort over like optimization or just what's holistically better for our minds, our families, our bodies. Exactly. Yeah, I think you nailed it there. So what would you tell somebody? Because here's the reality, man. You know this. I know this. Once you start seeking, there's so many people out there that are sick. Like,
there
I
are.
Didn't even realize that until I started getting sick. And I was like, oh, like there's millions of people just sick. Like,
yeah, I swear. It feels like 80% of people.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy. It blows my mind. Like it's like scales fell from my eyes, and now I just see sick people everywhere. Do you feel like that at all? Like, do you feel ever crazy that you're like, guys, what are we doing?
Yeah, no, I mean it's everywhere, and you know, I think there's a couple reasons for it.
Yeah,
you know, one is, you know, the food industry. Mm-hmm. They're not driven by making food that's healthy for us. Sure. There's starting to be companies that are, but they're driven to make food that lasts long on the shelves and that's profitable.
Yep.
And that essentially gets us hooked and addicted so that we keep buying their food. You know, it's a profit driven industry.
Yeah.
That's one of the flaws with capitalism.
Yeah.
But not that there's a better system, but you know,
yeah.
You know, and I'm part of several groups online, like autoimmune condition groups and things like that.
Uh-huh.
And I find that it's not, what else makes it hard is knowing what's the right thing to do.
Right.
Because it's like people always intend to eat healthy, especially when they're going through health stuff, but they don't always know what's the right way to eat healthy. Because there's so much different conflicting information out there. And like I said, there's a little bit of variation to each person.
Sure.
But I find that probably the most valuable thing I do online in regards to being parts of those groups and everything is kind of diving into the mental aspect with people and trying to give them the positive encouragement to keep going, to keep trying. You know, I try to change their mindset because a lot of people say things like, oh, how long do I have to go without eating cake? Or how long do I have to go without eating? And, you know, I try to change their mindset and I say, listen, don't focus on what you're missing out on. Right. Focus on what you're gaining. Like, don't look at it like you're missing out on these foods. Look at it like you're choosing your health, like you're choosing to feel better. And that's what gives me encouragement every day.
Yeah, that's a great perspective. I agree with you, man. Like, I recently, because I've done a lot of the things. I've tried the trends. I've done stuff. Some stuff works. Some stuff doesn't. Some diets work. Some meditation works, right? Everything is like trial and error, I think, like you're saying.
Yep.
But also, like, it's to your point about, like, the conflicting information, it's so noisy, especially in, like, the holistic kind of outside the Western medical system, because everybody's telling you to do what worked for them. How do you, like, for you, and if you're talking to a client or somebody else, how do you determine what I should try or what not? Or is it just a lot of, like, trial and error?
Well, like I said, there's kind of the general pillars that work for almost everybody.
Yeah.
You kind of start with that and then you just peel back from there. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, gluten is definitely the strongest one for me. Mm-hmm. And it's a very strong one for most people.
Yeah.
Nightshades as well. That's a very strong one for me and a very strong one for most people.
Yeah.
Dairy doesn't necessarily cause autoimmunity for me. I'm just allergic to dairy.
Really?
But that's actually an autoimmunity trigger for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I try to start with eliminating one of those three, whatever the client is willing to eliminate first, mm-hmm. say, let's, you know, baby step it. If they're not willing to do the total elimination and say, hey, I'll need the super strict diet right here, right now, because I'm so bad, I'll do anything. Right. Then I say, okay, let's start baby stepping and chipping away at these things. Let's take this out. Okay, now you're used to not eating that. Now let's take this out. Mm-hmm. And just kind of gradually step them into it.
Sure. Makes sense.
How about, you know, diet?
Go ahead.
Diet's not the only piece to it.
I was going to ask you that.
Yeah, diet's probably about 80% of the equation.
Hmm. And the rest is what?
Just like lifestyle in general. You know, how much exercise do you get? How well are you sleeping? You know, there's, I forget exactly what they call them, but there's like certain pillars to health, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, it's your social health. It's been a long time since I learned these different pieces, mm-hmm. like your mental health, your psychological health. You know, you gotta be taking care of those as well. Sure. You know, for example, there's people that have supposedly cured cancer off of going and watching a ton of comedy movies and just laughing their ass off for like months at a time.
Really?
Because there's some sort of healing state that comes in, like certain endorphins and things that release through laughter.
Yeah, that makes sense.
There's studies done where people that have stronger relationships into their elderly lives will either resolve cancer or live like 10, 15 years longer just because they have strong relationships, even if they don't qualify on the other health markers.
Right, I've heard that.
There's someone else. He's actually been on the Joe Rogan podcast. I don't recall his name right now, but he's a surfer guy. Uh-huh. He was diagnosed with some form of cancer and he's got real into surfing. Mm-hmm. And have you ever experienced something where you're like, just like in the zone, like you could be surfing, you could be playing pool, you could be, you know, anything. You're so in the zone. Just everything is just bam, bam, bam. You're just nailing every move. You're not even thinking about it. You're just like in the zone and doing it.
Yeah. Like
it's killing it.
Yeah.
They call that flow state.
Right.
And so this surfer supposedly cured his cancer by like taking up surfing and entering flow state. And that did some kind of something with his chemistry that cured his cancer.
Wild. That makes a ton of sense, man. I actually really deeply believe in that stuff that you're talking about. Like the other side of it, like it's like the psychological side and like, because, right, like, think if this is the, like, supercomputer of your entire being, if you can mm-hmm. get this thing to, like, tell your organs to, like, heal and to tell your gut to, like, process differently, there's not a perfect science, but there's something, too. I watched this documentary with, have you heard of Joe Dispenza?
I don't think so.
He's just, like, a personality, but he's big into, like, meditation and, like, mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a documentary, I think it's called Heal, about similar things where people were healing from chronic diseases through like deep meditation and like different daily practices and like prayer walking and like just these more meditative, like getting their mental in the right place so their physical can heal. It's so interesting, man. Like it's pretty wild.
And so that's another one.
Are you into meditating or like mindfulness or like what does that look like?
Yeah, I mean, when I was really focused on healing, I tried everything. I mean, you name it, I probably tried it. Meditation was one of them. I do agree that meditation has benefit. Mm-hmm. You know, I would call that pillar spirit. You know, your connection with the spiritual, you know, whether it's through like prayer or religion or meditation.
Right.
You know, it's taking that time to kind of take a step back and, you know, experience gratitude, mm-hmm. Kind of reflect on things and just time to not be so caught up in the go, 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 go. And that alone can be healing.
Sure. Now that you're kind of in this healing space, like you've got a lot of control over your, do you deal with it anymore? Like the physical, like symptoms or anything of bad health?
I mean, if I choose to eat something that I know doesn't work for me. Yeah.
Sure.
Or if I accidentally am and cross-contaminated to something, like if I go to a restaurant and they tell me, yes, this is gluten-free. And then, you know, later on, I'm like, why does my stomach feel this way? Mm. You know, it doesn't devastate me as much as before because I just think I don't expose myself to it as much, but I still think I have the same level of sensitivity.
Okay. Interesting. That makes sense though. Okay. So for you, right, like, again, like, you've done a lot of work to get to where you're at today. Do you feel happier in your life? Like, it would make sense, but I mean, just the physical side, now that you've kind of like got your health under control, is the rest of your life, I'm assuming, like, happier?
You know, that's kind of difficult to say. You know, it's a lot different. You know, I miss out on certain things because of my diet, and that kind of makes me sad sometimes. You know, for example, it's my friend's birthday tonight. They all want to go to Babe's Chicken for his birthday. And, you know, I don't think there's anything on the menu there that I can eat. So, you know, it's like, okay, sorry if I can't celebrate your birthday for you kind of deal. You know, it's kind of sad. But if I go there, I'm going to be sitting there talking to him. That might be fun. Or I've even gone to restaurants and brought my own food. Really? Seems a little weird, and they don't necessarily appreciate that. But I'm like, hey, guys, like, sorry.
Yeah. You have to do what you have to do to take care of your health.
So there's definitely a social element to it that kind of holds me back socially at times.
Sure. That makes sense. You may or may not be into politics. I'm not really into it, but I stay just aware of what's happening. Robert Kennedy, RFK, you know of him?
Yeah, I've heard him speak a few times.
He talks so much about chronic illness. Like, he's a big advocate against, like, the big food industry, like you mentioned, and big pharma. And it's just interesting to hear a politician, like, talking about, like, chronic sicknesses. I've never heard that before. And it, like, kind of fires me up, because I'm like, oh, okay, it seems like people are becoming more aware.
I think RFK, I think he's an anti-vaxxer, isn't he?
Yeah.
And see, I'm not sure which side of the fence I land on that controversy right there.
Yeah.
That's a complex one. You know, I have all of my vaccines that were required from childhood and stuff. There's people that claim that that's could be what's causing my body to react the way it is. I don't know. Interesting.
Right.
I don't know.
Right. But the awareness of, like, health and food and, like, things seem to be coming to the forefront, I'm assuming, because more people are sick. And so it's like a bigger conversation than it used to be, which I think is cool and exciting, because people don't want to feel bad. Like, nobody wants to feel sick. They just don't have the right information. You know, I'm a big believer that most people just I just think most people are good. I don't tend to think most people are, like, bad humans or evil. I just think people have bad information, you know? And so
a lot of times, yes,
information, we could fix a lot of people.
A lot of times, yes. Like I said, the doctor that misled me, you know, when I first got into this stuff, I don't think he was purposely misleading me. I think that he's like, he went to medical school for 10 years and been practicing for however long. And he's like, you don't know what you're talking about. You're nobody. Like, just here you go. This is what works. This is what the science says.
Sure. Yeah.
So he was following what he was taught, but doesn't necessarily mean he was taught everything or the exact right thing.
Right.
And you know, and
information.
And it probably, like I said, the point with medications like that, pharmaceuticals, is it works like 90% of the time. It's not like I can tell you to not eat gluten to 90% of people and it's just going to solve their health. Like, it doesn't work that way. It's way more complex than that.
Totally. And we just live in a very toxic time where, because we're so advanced as humans, we have things like, you know, we have plastic and everything. We've created like this massively distributed food system with preservatives and such. So it's like, we're so advanced and so smart. It sometimes works against us, right? Think 1,000 years ago, they just ate like meat, fruit, plants, because that's all they literally had. So,
and that's another thing that I tell people is I say, you know, everything we're eating now is kind of like engineered.
Yeah,
we're not designed to eat this stuff or evolve to eat this stuff, whatever you choose to believe where we came from.
Right.
You know, you want to put yourself in the mindset of if you were alive 1,000 years ago, what would you eat?
Right.
You're not going to eat the Nutri-Gain bar, that didn't come off, you know, where's the Nutri-Gain bar plant? I never seen that. You know, I mean, you want to put yourself in that mindset. You want to be as natural as possible. That's one of the first steps to understanding how to be healthy.
Totally. Yeah, that's a great way to think. I think about that a lot now, is just like, what would I have done 1,000 years ago if I was living in the wild? Like, I would kill some animals, and if I didn't have any animals, I would eat some plants from the tree, and I would pick some fruit. and I would drink some water, you know?
And so water is a big piece as well.
Oh yeah.
So I have right here, you know, I'm not a fan of plastic, but Ozarka right here. Mm-hmm. I've been a big fan of Ozarka lately. So
really?
Not all water is created equal. It's just like our food. Right. You know, you see a steak and you see a steak, they look the same, but you dig deeper, there's different stuff within it. Like water, for example, I drink the Ozarka because it's 100% natural spring water. And I read all the water reports before I select any water that I'll drink. And so, yeah, fluoride is something that there's a lot of controversy on these days.
Right.
I think that fluoride probably is not great for us. There's people that claim it doesn't harm us, but I believe it's probably not great for us.
Sure.
So the Ozarka is fluoride free. And since it's a natural spring water, it has a natural balance of minerals and electrolytes and all these different things in it. Water a lot of times has contaminants of like pharmaceuticals and different chemicals, possibly even like arsenic and lead, you know, whatever different stuff can be in the water.
Sure.
And that's where water filtering became real popular, like reverse osmosis water and stuff like that.
Right.
The problem with that is they clear everything out of water. You have a blank slate water. There's absolutely nothing in it. Sounds healthy, right?
Sure.
No contaminants, no pesticides, no nothing.
But
then they'll add some minerals back in, but it's not necessarily the right balance or anything.
Interesting.
I was dedicated to drinking water like that for so long because I was so focused on not having any contaminants in my body, but I never felt hydrated.
Hmm.
When I started drinking that,
basically,
what's that?
You were just always thirsty, basically?
Always thirsty. Always.
Interesting.
I started drinking the natural spring water that has, you know, the natural balance of minerals and electrolytes. And, you know, it makes more sense to drink a natural water than engineered water, as long as it's clean, as long as you read the report and it's clean. And I mean, I feel 10 times better on it.
Wow. Do you use any type of like water filter or anything, or do you try to stick to something like that?
So I buy the 5-gallon jugs. And I have a water dispenser that I use for this water right here. And as far as what I drink, that's mostly all that I drink.
Uh-huh.
But for my house, I have like a whole home water filtration system. So I'm trying to avoid absorbing as many chemicals as I can, even through my skin.
Sure. It's like a whole house system that sits probably under like your kitchen or something?
It's in my garage. Okay. It's like these two, I think they're charcoal filter tanks.
Uh-huh.
And then there's like a salt tank that kind of softens the water afterwards.
Are you into supplements? Like, I'm sure, like, at least for me, on my journey, I've spent so much money on random supplements that someone said it was going to change my life. Some worked, some were helpful, some were not. Are you big into supplementing or not so much?
My medicine cabinet is basically like a medicine pantry. And it's not all supplements.
Nice. Is there anything that you find like most people like basics they should be taking, vitamins, minerals, etc.?
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many things that can help people.
Mm-hmm.
One of the primary causes of, you know, illnesses these days is our inflammation.
Mm.
And the inflammation balance is a lot influenced by our fat intake, by like our omega fat intake. So most of our standard diet is too high in omega-6 and not high enough in omega-3.
Mm.
And so supplementing with the omega-3 helps tip that scale. So that's a very important one.
Got it.
I really like the curcumin supplements.
Mm.
Those help with inflammation as well. There's people that compare it to nature's prednisone. That's what they'll call it.
Interesting.
I wouldn't call it that strong, but it does definitely help with inflammation.
Yeah. Okay. And do you take any like vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin B, like
all of it?
Really? Yeah.
All of it. Yeah. I buy a quality multivitamin. Uh-huh. You know, I take it morning and night.
Uh-huh.
In addition to that, you know, probiotics, those are great for people. Kind of circling back to, like I said, about doing the gut test.
Mm-hmm.
You can take a broad spectrum probiotic and it could help you a lot. Or you could take a broad spectrum probiotic and it could not do much for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that kind of comes down to your own individual biology.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to see what you're missing and make sure you're putting back in the right things,
right?
Not what you already have, basically.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And that's going to help you a lot with infections and things. Basically, when you get an infection, you know, it's because your bacterial balance is off. Mm-hmm. The bad bacteria have taken over. Mm-hmm. And so if you can have a strong enough balance of the good bacteria, it usually prevents infections from even occurring in the first place.
More like proactive than reactive.
Exactly. You know, or you get an infection, you need to take a round of antibiotics. Follow that up with probiotics to help replace, because they don't kill just the bad, they kill the good.
Sure.
And that's also one of the theories in the development of illnesses, particularly digestive disease, mm-hmm. is antibiotics killed off good bacteria, and now your body's just out of whack and can't figure it out.
Sure. Bro, that's kind of, I think, where some of my issues kind of started, is I was having some gut issues, so I took multiple rounds of antibiotics. I didn't know what I was doing. The doctor told me to.
Exactly.
And I didn't replace anything. Like, I didn't do any probiotics. I did nothing. And then I just got sick.
Yeah. Which is common, because the problem is our diets these days is high in, like, refined carbohydrates and simple starches.
Yeah.
And that's what the bad bacteria thrive on. Mm. So we kill everything. And then we eat our normal diet, because that's just what's available and what we're exposed to. And then we replace the bad bacteria, not the good bacteria. Right. You know, 1,000 years ago, we would be eating fermented foods because we didn't have refrigeration. That was how we stored and kept foods. Those fermented foods would have healthy probiotics in them that would keep that balance how we're designed or evolved to have.
Sure. Do you eat any, do you eat kimchi or like sauerkraut or like any fermented foods yourself?
So probably the main fermented food I eat right now is apple cider vinegar.
Ah, yeah.
So I'll just, one of my most popular favorite meals to make, because it's so simple and easy. I buy like a little frozen bag of rice. Mm-hmm. You know, I get like buy the boxes of them. Mm-hmm. I just throw in the microwave for 3 minutes. I buy a can of chicken. You know, one that doesn't have any extra ingredients or anything like that. It's like salt free, just only organic chicken. Dump that in the rice. Put a tablespoon of the apple cider vinegar in there. Salt, pepper, stir it up, eat it. I mean, I do have a five minute meal. Faster than fast food.
Really?
Quick, easy, healthy. Just like, well, healthy for me. Rice isn't good for some people. Chicken isn't good for some people. But it's perfect for me. So,
Do you eat eggs much? Do you react to eggs at all?
I don't, fortunately. A lot of people do, but I do not.
Yeah, I do. That's why I was curious. I used to eat a ton of eggs, and then one day I just couldn't. It was crazy.
Yeah. And so do you feel like that's like a true allergy or like an intolerance, or what do you feel like is going on there?
That's a good question. I don't know. It's some type of intolerance, because like I said, I ate eggs my whole life until like 3 years ago.
Yeah. What symptoms does it cause you?
Like, it makes my brain feel foggy. It makes me feel like slow and off and just like cloudy. Huh. It's weird.
Okay.
Any thoughts there?
So, I mean, there's kind of the two approaches is, you know, it could be an allergy, it could be an intolerance.
Yeah.
So what you could do is you could go to an allergy doctor and get allergy testing done, uh-huh. to see if you have any of like the IgG, IgE, IgA type responses that determines like your, histamine response to it. Hmm. If it's true allergy, then, you know, you definitely want to avoid that, because that could potentially lead to something being like, bringing the EpiPen in the future.
Cool. Yeah, I'm good.
But I don't know if true allergies change, which is weird also. Sometimes you'll develop more, sometimes you'll lose some. I haven't quite figured out that realm of things.
That's interesting. So you could not be allergic to something and develop an allergy later down the road.
Or you could be allergic to something and then it goes away later, now allergic to something new. It's weird.
The body's so complex, man.
Yeah.
It's wild.
But now, if you don't have a true allergy reaction like that, then that tells me it's an intolerance. Mm-hmm. And intolerance is, I believe, there's some way to heal that. And that's, you know, kind of what I'm doing with analyzing the gut and figuring out, okay, what pieces here help break that down, help digest that.
Right.
You know, if you can do that, that might solve that for you.
Sure. That makes sense. Yeah, I'm interested, because mm-hmm. I know we messaged back and forth and you were like, I'm doing this gut thing. It's Viome. Is that the name of it?
That's the name of the company. There's several that do it. That's the one I picked to go with. And I really love how they give you the breakdown. They tell you what foods would work good for you based on your biome. Mm-hmm. And I would say it's very accurate.
Interesting. That's a fantastic type of company to build. Like, they're going to thrive, I would assume.
Man, I hope so.
I hope so too. What, like, before we get out of here, like, what's kind of like your vision now for like your kind of work? Are you wanting to do, again, continue to take clients and coach and help people? Mm-hmm. Are you wanting to build a business out of it at some point? Do you have like ideas or where's your head at with that?
You know, I mean, I already have some level of business built out of it, and you know, it's been going well, but I don't do a lot of advertising or anything. You know, I'm more like word of mouth, friends of friends, people, hey, this guy really helped me, you know, can, you know, you should go talk to him kind of deal. And I've thought about doing it on a larger scale, but you know, it's, I don't know. It's not for everybody.
Sure.
So a lot of people just don't want to put forth the effort. They just, I have, my mom is probably my worst client. I mean, there's certain people that you could tell them 100 times, you know, you need to do this, this, this. And they just, they're stuck in their ways. They don't want to change. They're just like, oh, I wish there's the magic pill I could take. And
yeah,
you know, that kind of caps the growth in something like this. It has to be someone who's motivated to doing it and sticking to it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's tough because you want the best for the people around you, the people that you love, you want them to feel fantastic, but you can't do the work for them. And that's the tough thing about life. And that's a whole nother conversation is like, you want the best for people, but sometimes you want it more than they do. And that's tough.
Yes. Yes. And you know, half the people I help them for free.
Really?
You know, it's this is a passion thing for me. And you know, if someone's maybe suffering, struggling, they don't have a lot of money, like I'm not going to turn them away. I'm just like, hey, you know, let me guide you how I can. So.
I love that. I love that. I love the heart to just like be a benefit to other people and like make an impact in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's not common. That's, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Well, sweet. Okay. So before we get out of here, if people do want to be able to connect with you, maybe chat about some stuff they're going through or symptoms they're having, like where could they find you? Where would they be able to get in touch with you?
So I've halfway been building my Instagram recently. Mm-hmm. It's at Health Journey Anthony. You know, that's kind of me talking about potentially building my business more. I've been kind of slowly building that up a little bit as time is allowed through my other work. Mm-hmm. And anybody can reach me there and kind of get a small glimpse into what I'm about.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Is there any last things, any last like pieces of encouragement, advice for anybody that might be like, man, I'm going through it too with my health?
You know, just stick to it. You know, it's trial and error. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not going to get it right the first time, maybe not the second time, third time. You know, I mean, this took me years. Probably it took me a solid 3 years to really like nail it perfect.
Really?
Of just constant dedication and trying a bunch of different things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stick to it. Don't give up. And if you reach out to someone who has experience and can guide you, someone like myself, or there's other people out there that do this as well. You know, find someone you trust and feel comfortable with, and they can help expedite the process.
Yeah. I love that. I think that's huge, right? I think with anything in life, like don't do it alone, right? Like find people that can help you, get encouragement from other people. Like don't do it by yourself.
Yeah. You know, I mean, for me, I didn't really have anybody particular to guide me, but I read books of people that, you know, went through things. Mm. I think Jordan Rubin was one of the ones that made a big impact on me.
Mm-hmm.
I just took in every resource I could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. It's an information thing. Like you need more information, then you have to take action on the information.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, bro, this was fantastic. Thanks for hopping on. Thanks for the time. Thanks for your wisdom. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Like people need the information. People need help. And it's good to know, like, especially for me, it's good to know there's other people out there that are doing the work and that want to help people. It's fantastic. Keep it up.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate you having me on here, and you know, I hope we get to talk again soon.
Oh, we will. We will. All right, bro. You're a legend. Ladies and gentlemen, another episode of Inside the Mirror in the books. This is Anthony Roga. I'm Kyle David. Until next time, see you later. Peace.
Peace.